Welcome back to Left of Normal. I'm your host, Scott Seary. Last week, we went through the transition into private school. This new school had a different structure that allowed students to largely work at their own pace. Now, academically, it was great for the Left of Normal mind, but as far as socialization goes, it was a pretty big detriment. So starting in third grade, I was able to set goals in my paces. Well, I don't specifically remember setting bigger than normal goals. The recommended number of pages was 5, and so that's how many pages I made sure to set for my goals. But even at just 5 pages per day, a student would work through more than the 12 paces designated for that school year. So by the end of third grade, I was a pace or two into the fourth grade year. By the end of fourth grade, I was halfway through fifth grade year. And so what happened was that as I was going through my fifth grade year, I was already largely doing sixth grade work. In most areas, I was far enough ahead that by the time I got to the end of fifth grade, I would have been just about to seventh grade work without ever actually setting bigger than normal goals. Now, it was here that the school was going to go through a big transformation. Starting the following year, grades 1 through 6 would move to a more traditional curriculum with classroom instruction and minimal activity in the PACE workbooks. However, grades 7 through 12 were going to continue along with the PACE workbooks and incorporate minimal activity in a traditional classroom instruction. This put me in an awkward situation that was really outside the norm for all other students in my grade level. For most students, it would be life as usual. They'd finish up grade 5 work and move on to grade 6 work without too much struggle. However, when I was approaching the end of grade 5, I would have already done all of the 6th grade work, so advancing on to 6th grade would sort of be like just having to repeat an entire school year. So discussions were held with school officials, parents, and teachers, and one evening my mom and dad sat me down and explained what was going on. At age 11, I had no clue that I was so far ahead of the curve. I just did the work during the work hours because when I was in my little cubicle workspace, it was time to do the work. I knew I was ahead because I could tell by the number on the pace, but I didn't quite grasp that I had already done almost all of sixth grade by the end of fifth grade. And so I was told that at the end of fifth grade, I would be advancing on to seventh grade. I would skip sixth grade so that I wouldn't have a year filled with boredom doing all the work that I had already done. This meant I had to set a little bit higher goals because, like I said, at the end of fifth grade, I had been close to having the entire sixth grade curriculum completed, but not quite there. It was really just doing 6 or 7 pages per day instead of the usual 5. Not a lot of extra work, but enough to push me to being on par with my peers that were finishing sixth grade and going into seventh grade. So there I was, 11 years old, getting ready to head into seventh grade. And it would have been much bigger and much scarier at a public school where I didn't really know anyone, but at a school that at its biggest had about 100 students, it really wasn't that bad. I had known the teachers forever, I had friends in 7th and 8th grade already, and I was comfortable moving to the other side of the building to keep doing the PACE work that I had already grown accustomed to doing. But it was the other areas of my life that would ultimately end up suffering. Academics is easy. Social situations are not. Even though Monday through Friday I would work in my cubicle and plow through 7th grade work that I was completely ready for, other times where I would enter 7th grade activities suffered quite a bit. Wednesday nights at church, I went from reciting Bible verses and playing games at Awana to being part of the youth group. Our youth group was 7th through 12th grade altogether, with a lot of students that went to church at Emmanuel Baptist but didn't attend school at Shiloh Christian Academy, their affiliated school. So here I was, little 11-year-old, thrown into a group with a bunch of teenagers and expected to keep up like I belonged there. But I didn't belong there. I was too young. And even though I was smart enough to be part of that group, I definitely was not mature enough. So I did what every left of normal introvert does. I found a chair in the back corner where it was quiet and nobody could see me, and I bided my time. Or bowed my time. Joe Biden my time. I don't know. I shrank into my shell that for the next decade or two, people would continually poke at me and try to get me to come out of it. So my birthday's in October, shortly after the cutoff for a particular grade. So until fifth grade, I was generally the oldest in my class, or at least very close to being the oldest. From seventh grade on, I was the youngest in the class, with very little possibility of ever having someone younger than myself in the same grade. High school started at age 13, college at age 17, and even though I took a year off after I was done with college, I started my graduate program at age 21. No matter what I joined, and no matter if it was true or not, I was now always, in my own mind, the youngest person in the room. Even after starting a new job, well out of college, even if I wasn't the youngest, I felt the youngest, and I felt out of place. No matter where I went, I had this conditioned belief in me that because I used to always be the youngest, I will always be the youngest. And then it kind of goes even a little deeper than that. Because younger people aren't as wise, experienced, smart, or mature, especially true when you're 11 years old in a youth group where the average age is 15 or 16, it projects beyond school and well into the workforce. My mind was convinced that I was the youngest at any job I went into, and I was also convinced that I didn't have a lot to offer. So for years, instead of stepping up and taking the lead on anything, I would just sit back and observe and offer behind-the-scenes help that so that nobody would ever catch me acting out of place. And now, I'm 38 years old. It's been nearly 3 decades since I finished up fifth grade and went straight to seventh grade. I still feel inferior in just about every setting I walk into. As though I took a shortcut. I didn't finish the work, and I can't offer much because I'm too young, too inexperienced, or too immature. So most of the time, I slip in the back, and I sit in the corner where people can't see me. I absorb the knowledge that I need, and then I sneak away so I don't get called out being a phony. Being left of normal means I can overcome most emotions with logic. I know, logically speaking, that most of the thoughts that I have on this particular situation are not true. So I'm able to override them and accomplish what needs to be accomplished. Just like in fifth grade, I accomplished sixth grade work in advance of sixth grade. So last week at the end, I said I had a message for the parents of the smart kids. Those are the left of normal kids that work hard and are often much more advanced than their peers. That message is that if you're kicking around the idea of skipping them ahead in school, you are kicking around the idea of destroying their confidence for decades to come. Now, unless they're super genius smart, it almost doesn't matter how advanced they are academically, they don't need to skip a grade. They need to stay with kids their own age, work through what kids their own age work through, and accomplish what needs to be accomplished, all in order. So, that is my message to the parents of the smart kids. keep them with their peers. It's going to be much better for them in the long run. Thanks for tuning in to Left of Normal with Scott Seary. Please like, comment, subscribe, all those things, wherever you're listening to this. Then head over to the Facebook community. It's facebook.com/groups/leftofnormalcommunity. And that's where Left of Normal and the normies can get together, we can learn from each other, and we can all grow together.